on, everyone, and welcome to today's edition of What You Talking About, your official show of the ASU Women's ACHA D1 Hockey Team. My name is Chase Beardsley, and alongside me, as usual, is Parker Bay. For the perhaps the final time, welcome to What You Talking About. Today is the final day of at least this season's show, and more than likely the final time What You Talking About will ever be aired. I know it's the last time on Blaze Radio at the very least, so last time for a lot of things. Before we get into everything, Parker, for the last time, how are you doing, man, on this fine evening?
Forgot to bring my tissues. You know, it's going to be a going to be a real emotional show today. But all jokes aside, it's been great doing this with you, Chase, this year. And why don't you take us down a little bit through memory lane about the history of this show?
Yeah, you know, elusive history, you know. It's elite. Obviously, What You Talking About was formed even before I came here. It was around the same time I started covering the team back in 2022-2023 season. So it was actually Joseph Furtado and Trey Matthews who started the show. And then sooner or later down that season, I came on as a guest first and then, you know, started hosting. That season, team won their first ever WWCHL tournament. Obviously, their first ever nationals appearance. That was a big stepping stone for that team. And going from there, you know, I took over full-time host last year alongside Trey Matthews for his final season. And obviously the team, that was probably the best season that they've ever had in team history. They went undefeated in WWCHL tournament or in WWCHL conference play too. That was around the same time, you know, you started coming on. You know, that was the year they went to nationals again, won WWCHL tournament again, beat Maryville for their first ever nationals win, lost to Liberty in a 3-2 overtime winner, which is probably one of the best games I've ever covered with this team. Just that whole tournament run was so exciting, so thrilling. And this season, obviously, you came on. Half the team was new this year. We've had a couple of them on the show: Taylor Burmeyer, Kate Streak, Audrey Jew, Sabrina Enright. And this season, obviously, they make nationals again. Don't win any games, but, you know, it was a good season. And there was a lot to like from this season. We've covered it extensively. Again, you can listen to the show and every single episode that was ever aired on Apple, Spotify, whatever podcasting platforms you listen to. So, yeah, there's a lot of, I guess you could say, personal history here. You know, I guess we'll start with you, Parker, you know, kind of going over some memories. Again, you came on kind of the team last season as a broadcaster. You did some play-by-play with Adam Kuhn, Inferno TV, and all of them. And this season, obviously, you hopped on, did a lot of writing, obviously was on here full-time. You know, talk to me about some of your favorite memories and some of your favorite moments, not just here, but also, you know, at the rink with the team and all that. Okay, real quick, apparently we're going to have Trey Matthews.
Yeah. He couldn't wait. He had to call in.
Yeah. I don't know which one he's on.
I'm just going to tell him to call through the phone, but go ahead.
Yeah, my freshman year was awesome. Like, I think probably my favorite one from my freshman year was the Western night against Utah with all the cowboy hats. I know Ryan Pesesnik was there. Brandon Paul, I believe Brady was there. Ari, we had a pretty big crew for that game, so that was – that was a lot of fun, and getting to work on the broadcast side of Inferno TV was awesome, as we have a guest that's making his appearance.
Yeah, and joining us here is Trey Matthews. You know, as we mentioned, was on the show before you were, and one of the original hosts, and did a lot of play-by-play as well, and he's going to say some quick words. What's going on, Trey?
Hey, Chase. Hey, Parker. How you guys doing?
Doing good, Trey. How are you?
I can't complain. Yeah, real quick, I just want to say I'm very proud of you guys for how far you've taken the show, even after I graduated. I'm so glad that you guys really took it another level. And Chase, I've told you this before, but you took the show to new heights that I couldn't even imagine. So just wanted to say congratulations, guys, on a great run. I know I started it, but I couldn't pick anybody else better to finish it.
I appreciate that, Trey. Do you want to walk through some of your favorite memories real quick, or either on the show or in the rink?
Yeah, so my favorite What You're Talking About memory would actually be my final episode when we had Sam, we had Quinn, we had Bree on. And I just remember we're reminiscing over good times. And I just did not care. I let loose like a loose cannon. And it was so funny listening back to it because Chase had to, like, you know, take a lot of the stuff out. And I'm just telling him, like, come on, you got to air the uncensored version. And he's like, you will never hear that ever. So that was probably my favorite one. Inside the Ring, honestly, just covering the team at the national tournament, that was a lot of fun. That was something I wanted to do for many years. Unfortunately, due to COVID and other circumstances, wasn't able to. But getting to go to the national tournament after we unfortunately lost to Liberty University, sharing a moment with the team, that's probably my favorite memory. And to any members on the team who are listening who was there when I was there, you guys mean a lot to me, and thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah, I mentioned that Nationals run as one of my favorite moments too. We'll let you go because we know you're a busy man, Trey, but for one last time, you know, for last time's sake, can we get a Mother of Mercy in the radio chat?
Hammer me nail.
Yes, you can. Oh, Mother of Mercy! It scars!
Wow. Just gotta put the nail in the coffin, though. That closes out.
Oh, wait, hang on. Hammer me nail me coffin. Sam Murphy gets the empty netter goal. ASU is gonna win this game.
Wow.
Legendary.
Thank you so much, Trey, for hopping on. Appreciate all the work you've done over the years. We'll catch you later, all right?
Thanks, Parker. Thanks, Chase. Yep. Enjoy the rest of the show.
No worries. Thank you. So that was Trey Matthews, if you could not tell. Wow. That got me amped for the rest of the show.
Just made my whole week. Wow. That was awesome.
All right. Well, Parker, you were talking about some of your favorite moments. If you want to pick up where we left off.
Picking up to this year, obviously great. Being able to be at games, cover the team, talk with players. My favorite game was probably McKendree because I believe that was their highest ranked win ever. So that was awesome covering that game. Arizona game at home in overtime was also so awesome. But those are two that come to mind. Senior day was great too. Going to Mullet and watch them play out there. That was good as well.
Yeah, I love those selection of games. Brooke Kimmel's shutout was the first one you mentioned, or the U of A one, and then the highest ever ranked team they've ever been. You were here for some historic moments, and those are two of them. U of A's first season in the league, highest ranked win. First two games back at Mullet since the 2022-2023 season. So
that was before I even got here. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And I would say that's definitely one of my favorite moments. If you didn't know, ASU played the first ever game at Mullet before the NCAA team, before the Coyotes. They actually played the first ever game against GCU, and that was a win for them. So that was a fun moment, seeing Mullet before everyone else did. That was super cool, being around that arena. I would have to say last season was definitely my favorite. I think I went on every single road trip because, I got brought with team and Billy and stuff. Traveling with the team was so much fun. Got to hang out with the GOAT, Evan Hosser, goaltending coach, and Billy, and all of them.
Yeah, we missed Billy this year.
Yeah.
We did.
Yeah. I mean, from the plane to the 11-hour trip to Salt Lake City, that was crazy. That was the second WWCHL championship. That was so much fun to achieve again. Then winning the first ever game at Nationals, that was super awesome. And see Quinn get that 70 save performance and then end up on ESPN was especially awesome. This season was awesome because I think it's the closest team I would say I've been on. Not a lot of drama at all. And everyone's super nice. 16 new players was crazy. But a lot of them are super cool. Again, a lot of them have been on the show. A lot of them have came up to us and, their parents too. And real quick, I do want to thank all the parents for their support because, not only have they, followed all of our accounts and looked at all of our stuff, but financially they've given us money at points of times too. And I don't think that happens to everyone. So no. You know, for all the support, I want to thank every parent that has been with us, you know, since the beginning of the show. It means a lot. You know, words cannot express how much that means. Parker, do you have any favorite moments maybe on the show?
I mean, it's nice to come in here every week and talk hockey with you. You know, I'm not a big, you know, play-by-play or in front of the camera on the mic. So it's good. This show, you know, kind of helped me with, you know, speaking with my thoughts out loud and certainly, you know, giving me experience of being on a radio show. It's something I probably wouldn't have done if you didn't bring me along. So, you know, it was great.
Yeah, that's actually way more than I thought you would say. But that's good to hear. Yeah. I love it. You know, you're obviously the best person and, you know, good friend to bring along for this journey. You know, obviously with your hockey expertise, but also because, you know, you love hockey and it's a sport that, you know, doesn't get enough love.
Rip Coyotes.
Yeah. We did. I don't know if you ever heard, but we did a whole episode dedicated to the Coyotes leaving on this show.
I don't think I remember that.
Yeah, we did.
Just remember coming in when Trey was talking and you just played the song and I started walking.
Yeah, last season. That was funny. Yeah, I mean, I've been on so many episodes that it's hard to choose like a couple. The live stream at Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers was so fun.
It's too bad. I don't think they don't do that anymore, right? No. When did that end? When did that partnership end?
Like, that season. So that was the 2022-23 season. Yeah. So after that school year, they stopped doing that. But that was super fun. We've had, you know, ones that have been like a bunch of us, like especially in the conference room, like Trey mentioned, there was one with you, Joe, Quinn Inger, Sam Murphy, Bree Powell, Trey, myself. There might have been one more person. I'm not sure if I think it was
just those six.
The room was filled out. You know, all the interviews that we did over the years, we've had Lindsay on. The Kate and Taylor one was awesome because, you know, we didn't really know them at the time. We kind of got some background knowledge on them. That was cool. Same thing with Audrey and Sabrina. We've had a couple, again, Sheridan before she became coach, and, you know, a couple of the old players,
did
too.
Did we ever get Hosser on here or no?
No, he never came on, man. What a shame. He never came on. He listens, though. All
right. That's good.
I know. I can't believe he listens, but never came on. What a loser. But, yeah, those were fun. I think there were definitely some moments with Trey that I do remember, like, you know, very extreme moments. I think there was an episode where Trey was in Southern California and we were going over some of the games and he was calling in, obviously, and something dropped behind him and made the loudest noise ever. I'm like, dude, did he die or something? Like, what happened over there? Like, incredible moments. You know, going off that, you know, Parker, since you won't be off the air, do you have any, or on the air anytime soon, probably, because, you know, you're more of a behind-the-scenes person. Do you have any fun moments at Karanka you want to share?
I mean, Inferno Intel and Inferno TV as a whole. Specifically with Inferno TV, I think it was one of my first streams, and it was the only club soccer game we ever did. And I was running camera on what they call the Tower of Terror because it's actually the Tower of Terror, and it's swaying. And I'm on the edge of the platform, and there's one handlebar, and it's just open over there. So, like, you took one bad step and you dropped, I don't know, like 15 feet probably. Damn. 10, 15 feet. But that was great. We had Brady, I think, was producing it. And then we had Ernie and Adam on the call. And I don't want to speak for the game. If you want to see what really happened, you can look at one of the first live streams on Inferno TV. I believe it was like 9-0 and there was like a fight and stuff. And Ernie and Adam's energy and passion there was great. Certainly missed doing stuff like that. But Inferno with TV still has, you know, still has future. Lachlan is taking it over, which is great.
Yeah.
I don't know how many streams I'll be able to help out on, but, you know, it really helped me guide what I liked doing, what I didn't like to do, and it gave me experience that, you know, I wasn't sure I would ever get, to be honest, freshman year.
Do you think we'll ever see you back at an ASU women's hockey game?
That's a good question. I don't know if Lachlan needs me to help help out with the stream and I have nothing going on, then, you know, sure, I'll stop by.
Wow. Okay.
We'll see.
Okay.
I don't know. I got a president of a club and,
You're very,
you know,
busy
covering ASU sports and on top of classes too. So, and stream team next year. So, I mean, I got a lot of stuff on my plate, but love to stop by for an Inferno TV stream if I could.
Do you have any parting advice that you want
parting
to give out?
Advice?
To, like, students or whatever.
I'd just try everything. Like, I got here and I tried everything, and then whatever I didn't like, you know, I figured it out. The only thing I haven't done is probably photography, and I know that I don't want to take photos, so that's fine. But yeah, ASU was great. Even this show was good, giving me experience, getting to talk on a radio show, putting it down on my resume, just in case you never know that I need to step up one day somewhere and hop on a radio show. But yeah, no, Cronkite's a great place. Just try everything and go from there.
Yeah, no, those are some good words. And yeah, we might as well, we've mentioned it numerous times, but obviously it's the last show, what you're talking about. Parker is going on, as he mentioned, the Green Pastures. He's running a whole club, so that's crazy. I mean, you know, you think of how many students that there are and how young they are and stuff, how inexperienced they are.
Some. Not everybody's.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you got a good amount. So he'll be taking over that stuff. He'll also be doing some cool stuff with ASU, men's hockey probably.
Football. Baseball.
Yeah, he'll be doing it all. He has some awesome stuff coming up. And then for myself, obviously, I graduated back in December. I didn't need to come back and do this, but, you know, since I'm here, might as well. But, you know, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the summer. Hopefully I get a job. We'll see. So I may or may not come back to the team. I don't know yet. That's whole up in the air. But, you know, the show at least is going to retire maybe one day, way in the future. Someone picks it up again, which would be insane. But, you know, it was just an idea. Started with, you know, a couple friends, and we did it. And I think it's, you know, fun to reminisce because, you know, I think a lot of my favorite times in college were with a lot of the people that were on the show, including you, Parker. But we'll see what happens, you know, women's team related. We'll see. Future's up in the air. As Parker mentioned, broadcasts aren't going anywhere, even though myself, Ari Wall, and Brady Hansen are leaving. Lachlan Mattag, I know a lot of parents out there know of him. He did a lot of good broadcasts this year. He's going to be taking over the broadcast side. So
hopefully we can get one for every game. I would hope so.
I would think so, because that was one the commitments that, you know, we asked him to do. And obviously, you know, this is a great team. I can't you know, say enough good things about this team. And, you know, I think without, you know,
that's another thing too, opportunity. Like this, people that don't entirely know where they can start or get experience, right, Chase? This has shaped really your career. It's helped you get your start with the Hockey Writers covering the Coyotes, and now this year in Utah getting to travel there. And really, I don't want to answer it for you, but without this team, I don't know where you would, you know, kind of be.
Yeah, no, the experience that I got from this in my first season was the same experience that I gave to the Hockey Writers, and they've even said, like, we don't normally, like, credential people, like, right out the gate, because that was, like, a month of me working there. But they're like, we love your stuff, you know, the stuff you did with the team was awesome. So without the team, I don't think I would be at the point where I am with Utah now. Utah Mammoth, probably.
Too bad they can't be Yeti.
Yeah, I know, or Outlaws. But yeah, no, there's so much, you know, in terms of experience, it's awesome. There's a lot of it. And in terms of the memories I made, it's unforgettable. I think this team is one of the best things that has ever happened to me. So real quickly, as we start wrapping up, I want to thank all the players who have crossed paths with over the past couple of seasons. You know, every single team was special to me, and I loved being a part of every single team. And it was a great experience, and a lot of great people, and a lot of awesome people I can't thank enough. Coaching staff, especially Lindsay Ellis, for not letting just me do this, but also everyone that has crossed paths with this team be a, you know, have a part of
telling their story.
Yeah. That's a great way to put
getting
it.
Getting the word out there. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All the media over the years, thank you for everything you've done. I mean, Parker, that includes you. You know, without you guys, the story wouldn't have been told. And, you know, stuff like this has ended up on ESPN. It's been retweeted by the guys at over at Spin Chicklets. Like, it's awesome how far this team has gone. I want to, once again, thank all the parents for everything they've done for us. I want to thank Blaze Radio for having us on for the past 3 years. That's crazy. One of the longest tenured shows on Blaze Radio, so it's insane. I want to thank all my hosts, Joseph Furtado, Trey Matthews, Kyle Kerkorian, even Chase Clemens, who was on for one show, and you, Parker. It was an awesome run. So I want to thank everyone who has crossed paths with the show and who has agreed to come on and spend some time listening to us, all of our listeners and fans. Thank you so much. Real quick, Parker, do you have any last words you want to add? Anything? Shout out your socials as well.
Yeah, Chase, I just want to thank you for bringing me along. I remember freshman year showing up to my first women's hockey game when Inferno Intel had a women's coverage team, and you took me under your wing, you showed me around, got my interviews done with the players, and ever since then it's been a blast being around the team, and I just want to thank you for that.
Yeah, of course. You want to shout out your socials one last time?
Yeah, you can find me at parker.beh on Instagram, and then it's at parkerbeh on Twitter.
Follow me on Twitter, @ChaseBeardsley_ChaseBeardsleySports on Instagram. You can find What You're Talking About on all podcasting platforms. They aren't going anywhere. They will stay on there for the rest of time, including Amazon. Yes, including Amazon. Yeah, and I do have something special to play. So again, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for listening. We appreciate everything. One last time, signing off, Parker Bay, Chase Beardsley. Enjoy this little montage.
I'm your host, Joseph Furtado.
I'm Trey Matthews. And
my name is Chase Beardsley, alongside Parker Bay. Man, we have a huge week to recap an edition of What You Talking About.
Trey, they turned the lights off.
I know. It's... I was about to say Baxter. It's Bruiser.
Including a 1-0 game back in 2022.
Did you get back there? There was a big crash, buddy. Did you get back there?
Oh, I'm just in the lobby because people are coming and getting out of the door. It's not a
question, Sparky, stay away from the practices, please. That Sparky was at the practice. I was not a fan of that.
9:35.
I dropped.
Who puts this schedule together?
And ASU wins their first ever game at Nationals, 3-2 against Maryville.
It's on today's show are a couple captains for the ASU women's hockey team. The alternate captain, Berkeley Radcliffe, and Ellie McKenna, out joining us on What You're Talking About. It is the head coach for the ASU women's hockey team, entering her 7th year, I believe, Lindsay Ellis.
Goaltender Quinn Inger making her debut on the show. Love it.
Please welcome Audrey Drew
and also Sabrina Enright.
We're excited to, you know, start this season off by bringing in two of the newest players, Taylor Burmeier and Kate Streak.
Your first time being on What You're Talking About. How you doing on this fine morning?
Couldn't be better. It's Friday. Talking on the radio for the first time ever with my two buddies. So happy to be here.
Do not walk. Run to Talking Stick. They are giving out free money there.
But I'm the OG.
Straight out of Compton. Here's the crazy sister named Pamba.
And then Tyler Brown leads the team in goals with 17. Again, no assist.
We are in this together, brother. If I have eaten,
oh my gosh, it's
you.
Warm.
They are once again champions of the West. But for the third straight season, ASU has officially made the ASHA National Tournament.
I just want to say it's been one hell of a ride, covering ACHA Women's D1 ever since I was a sophomore at my undergrad. So it's been great.
Thank you so much for spending your time with us, as always. Have a safe one, everyone.